A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5, verses 21 to 42. Jesus went back across to the other side of the lake. There at the lakeside, a large crowd gathered around him. Jairus, an official of the local synagogue, arrived, and when he saw Jesus, he threw himself down at his feet and begged, "My little daughter is very sick. Please come and place your hand on her so that she will get well and live." Then Jesus started off with him. So many people were going along with Jesus that they were crowding him from every side. There was a woman who had suffered terribly from severe bleeding for 12 years, even though she had been treated by many doctors. She had spent all her money, but instead of getting better, she got worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came in the crowd behind him, saying to herself, "If I just touch his clothes, I will get well." She touched his cloak, and her bleeding stopped at once, and she had the feeling inside herself that she was healed. At once, Jesus knew that power had gone out from him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples answered, "Oh, you see how the people are crowding. Why do you ask who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking to see who had done it. The woman realized what had happened, so she came trembling with fear, knelt at his feet, and told him the whole truth. Jesus said to her, "My daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your trouble." Now, while Jesus was saying this, messengers came to Jairus and told him, "Your daughter has died. Why bother the teacher any longer?" Jesus paid no attention to what they said, and he told him, "Don't be afraid, only believe." Then he did not let anyone else go with him except Peter and James and his brother John. They arrived at Jairus' house, where Jesus saw the confusion and heard all loud crying and wailing. He went in and said, "Why all this commotion? Why are you crying? The child is not dead. She is only sleeping." They made fun of him. So he put them all out, took the child's father and mother and his three disciples, and went into the room where the child was lying. He took her by the hand and said, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I tell you, get up." She got up at once and began walking around. She was 12 years old. They were all amazed. But Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell anyone. And then he said, "Give her something to eat." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I was reflecting on this gospel, a lovely memory from my childhood returned. I was stuck in a tree and unable to get down. I think I must have been hungry and afraid of falling. So what to do? Fortunately, three of my siblings ran some distance to get my mother, who came and simply stretched up her arms, saying, "Come on, you are all right." Once feeling safe and confident, the fear left and I descended from the branches. Reflecting on this memory also reminded me of the many times we fell as children, and our parents, hearing the cries, would hurry to pick us up, usually accompanied by those same words, "Come on, get up, you are all right." Isn't there something very comforting about the presence of an adult who believes we are all right and empowers us to move from fear and hurt to safety and healing? And now, as adults, we carry out the same protective and healing role for all the little ones in our care. In today's gospel, we see Jesus very loving, composed and calm, as he empowered and gave confidence to those who were afraid and in need of healing. "Talitha cum" must surely be two of the most beautiful words uttered by Jesus. "Little girl, get up." Now, in each of us, there is a little girl or a little boy needing to be reassured and reminded to get up out of our fears and to stand with confidence and to know we are never alone. Jesus is always there to take us by the hand and lift us up into the fullness of life. When I was sharing this gospel with one of my sisters, she said she loved the part where Jesus told the parents to give the little girl, supposedly dead, something to eat. From my sister's experience with her grandchildren, she knew that when they were afraid or unwilling to cooperate, what they needed more than anything else was food and often touch. Once they had eaten, they became more trusting and ready to get up. Jesus knew from his experience the importance of touch and food. Look at the woman in today's gospel. If only she could touch Jesus, touch his clothing, she would be healed. And so, despite all the people pressing around, she took the risk of pushing through the crowd to touch the hem of his garment. The response from Jesus, "Who touched me?" shows the depth of his love. In this touching, power went out from him and she was healed, not only of her physical condition, but also of her fears. In touching the little girl, healing went out from Jesus for her and those who witnessed his loving action. As she got up, the people around were overcome with astonishment. We too are astonished when we witness the healing power of touch. We are empowered by the encouraging words of those who believe in us and in so doing call us to get up, stand tall, and live life to the full. Little boy, little girl, get up.